If you have more than you can sell off the farm, the public loves farm-grown food. And there's more you can do than just that. Sarah Elliott is the market manager at Dane County Farmers Market. She's seen everything from corn cob jelly to cooked nettles.
So the Dane County Farmers Market is a producer-only farmers market, which means that really at the heart of our market is that the person who is standing behind the table is the person who grew or raised the products that they are selling. We certainly have a lot of farmers who bring produce, but also meat, cheese, bakery, flowers, plants, a pretty wide spectrum. But in all cases, the person who is selling it is the person who grew or raised it. With our market at the Dane County Farmers Market, we have a lot of members who do bring value-added products. They certainly have to abide by all of the state and local guidelines, which can be pretty extreme. So it's not, you know, as simple as just like whipping up a batch of pickles and deciding to bring it to market. But we do have many people who have the proper licensing to do so.
What are some of the value-added products that you see brought most often?
So you can find all sorts of things. Certainly, you know, hot sauce, jellies, jams, pestos, hummus, lots of different like dried spices or fresh herbs, lots of different honey and maple syrup products. We see our members just kind of constantly innovating different products. So this year we're seeing a lot of maple syrup that's been aged in bourbon barrels. We have one vendor who's been bringing a maple sugar that's distilled down from maple syrup. We definitely have lots of baked goods kind of all varieties, everything from paleo treats to granola to hand pies to donuts. We certainly see a lot of our members. We have quite a few members who bring cheese, and because we are the producer-only market, they are the cheese makers themselves, or they are the person that is milking the cows. But cheese curds are always a popular thing. Certainly lots of members are bringing various flower arrangements, and as it starts to get cooler, you'll see more dried flowers and wreaths and things like that to try to extend the season.
What's been something a value-added product that you saw somebody bring that you maybe wouldn't have thought of, but it was a good idea?
I think that people make some really unique jellies and jams. Like, we tend to think of your traditional sweet jams, like strawberry fruit-based jams. One of our vendors, the Land of O's, last week had corn cob jelly. It's made from, you know, so corn is sweet, but it's definitely not sweet in the same way that strawberries are. So jelly made from corn cob, some, you know, crazy spicy jelly that's really made to be used more as like an accoutrement to various meat products. But really, I think there's all sorts of innovation happening, and that's one of the things that's so special about the market.
Speaking of that, we were talking earlier about different things that you could forage to bring to the market. Could we talk about that?
Sure. So we have foraging as an entire kind of category of members. We have some members who just bring foraged products to the market. We have other members who bring foraged products in addition to something that they are cultivating or raising. I think most people are familiar with both morels and ramps in the spring. They're some of the first things that you can find in the woods that kind of welcome in the growing season. We see a lot of different foraged mushrooms. After morel season is over, right now we're seeing lobster mushrooms, chanterelles, some other ones. Throughout the season, we'll see the hen of the woods and the chicken of the woods. Some people bring really unique foraged greens, things that you might look at in your garden or in your yard and think that are a weed, but are really amazingly delicious and nutritious. Purslane, nettles, lamb's quarters are all examples of that.
So do you happen to know what kinds of things you could cook with greens in the garden? Now I'm curious.
With nettles, you know, you do want to cook them because they, I feel like many folks are familiar with them stinging their fingers in the raw form. But if you steam them or stir fry them, the stinging of the stinging nettle goes away, and you can use them really similar to like a kale or a spinach. Purslane is delicious raw in salads. It has a really citrusy taste. It's kind of a succulent-looking plant that grows kind of in a vining fashion along the ground. Most people probably have it in their yard. Lamb quarter, similarly, you could cook like a lot of other greens, like a spinach or a kale.
And this is a really interesting way to get an output without all that much input.
Just in some ways, yes. Depending on what foraged crop you are talking about, the search can be quite a bit of work. It's not always as easy as just, you know, walking out into the woods and looking. So I think a lot of morel hunters and things like that would maybe disagree with that with you about the amount of input that is put in.
How much does it cost to enter the farmer's market? And is there a minimum amount that you have to have with you?
So for the Dane County Farmers Market, which is the only one I'm speaking for, we have a $100 annual membership fee. And then in addition to that, you pay for your stall for the weeks that you choose to come vend. Most vendors don't come every single week. Some do. But with most of them, there's some seasonality. For instance, they may be selling asparagus in the spring, but they don't really have anything in the fall to sell. But our stalls range from $14 to $35, depending on size and bells and whistles per week. And no, we would not require a certain amount of product. And like I said, there's a lot of different business models that are all present and an integral part of the farmers market.
Sarah Elliott, market manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, which operates in some form year-round. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.